doing this and taking on this whole new thing, entity, and opening myself up for more. I don't know how I want to explain this. This is something very new for me. It's something I'm very excited about. It's something that is new for you guys, because obviously if you follow my social medias, which you should, you never see me. Like, you only see clips of my episodes with me in it. Like, you never see my face whenever I'm recording, because obviously you listen via our podcast or Spotify or wherever else you listen to my podcast. So where I'm actually in front of a camera and I'm talking to you guys, and I can't see you, but you guys can see me. It's very different. It's a bit strange. It'll be cool, because I talk a lot with my hands and I have a lot of mannerisms and stuff. But I think it's also a fun reminder for me to, like, slow down a bit and all that stuff. And I also got to, like, decorate. I have a table now. I normally hold my mic and I lay on my bed, but now I have a table and I decorate it. Obviously, it's fall right now, which I'm very excited for. And hence the title of this episode is It's Spooky Season. Let's get into it. So Halloween and fall are my favorite holidays / seasons besides winter and Christmas. And for me, you know, I love Christmas, I love winter, I love the cold, I love all that. It makes me so happy. But the reason I love fall and Halloween, I feel very calm and at peace throughout that period. I think I had talked about this in my last episode on my regular podcast, where I say I constantly live in, like, a state of stress, and I'm constantly, you know, anxious about things or just spazzing about things and doing a lot. And whenever it's fall, I just get so, like, at ease, especially because I grew up in the north. So I grew up in the fall where, like, leaves fell from the trees, leaves changed color, raking the trees, making leaf piles and jumping in them, doing all that fun. So going to actual harvest festivals and pumpkin patches, like, that was like a thing in our town, stuff like that. It was so much fun. Obviously, where I live now, that doesn't happen because I live in Florida. So, like, the leaves aren't falling from the trees unless there's a hurricane, and they do not change colors. But I still enjoy, like, decorating my rooms, which I haven't done yet because I am waiting till October to decorate my room for Halloween, which I do go all out for. And it sucks because I will put skeletons all around my room and I'll, like, hang them from my ceilings. But sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night and, like, I see that and I get freaked out because I think someone's, like, in my room hovering over me. But it's Halloween, I gotta scare myself sometimes. No, so I feel so much calmer. Obviously, I still live in the state of stress regardless of the time of the year, but I feel like I can just be more comfortable and chill about things for some reason, just because it's fall. I like getting into the aesthetic. I'm a big aesthetic person, so for me, it's like I just love the way things look and make me feel. I love to have, like, having, like, fall candles. I love watching, you know, Halloween movies or, like, fall type movies, which I'm gonna give a couple of recommendations for, like, my favorite movies to watch. There's none horror, because I don't watch horror films. My friends are trying to get me into that, but, like, I get too scared too easily that I can't. The last time I watched, like, an actual horror film, I guess you could say, I was so terrified. I think it was called Before I Wake, if I'm correct. And it's basically about this beast demon thingy called the Canker Man, and it basically would attack and eat the kids' parents. And so, mind you, like, I watched this during the daytime, so, like, I wasn't scared, but, like, I wasn't screaming or anything like that. Like, obviously, if something jumped out, like, you know, that visceral reaction. But it wasn't until, like, nighttime that came. And at the time, I had been sharing a room with my twin sister. And this was, like, a couple years ago. Mind you, I had to be, like, maybe, like, 17. Was I? Yeah, no. I had to be 16, I think. Because I shared a room with her when I was 16. 16 or 17. And so, nighttime I came, and, like, I couldn't go to sleep. and asleep and sleep 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 and sleep. And perfect sense. This makes this beast is alive. It's coming from my mom. There's no logic in here, right? And so I'm like, all right, I cannot let it get my mom. Like, I have to protect her. So what did I do? And she should be grateful for this, because if there was a monster, I was willing to sacrifice my life for her. But I was like, you know what? I just gotta attack it. And so I ran head on into the door. And I just, mind you, I wasn't even like a far distance from it. Like, here's the door. I'm like, I don't even know if my hand's on the screen right now, but like, I'm like this far. And so I'm not even at a long distance, and I freaking charge, and I like slam into the door. I hit the ground. I'm like grunting in pain. And as I'm processing what just happened, all I hear is my mom say, "Did you just run into the door?" And from that moment on, I stopped having any nightmares about the Canker Man. So yeah, no horror movies for me. I do not handle them well, though. I just enjoy fall and the spooky season because it makes, like I said, it makes me feel calm. I really, like I said, I'm an aesthetic person. So for me, one of my favorite things to do is get one, a bunch of different pumpkin foods and stuff like that, and to make different pumpkin dishes or meals and stuff. And obviously I love Trader Joe's, and they are infamous for having many, many pumpkin type or fall type foods at their store during the fall season. So obviously I've constantly been getting different stuff there. I got this like autumn harvest pasta sauce with these like spaghetti squash. Well, it's like this squash pasta, but it's in the shape of a pumpkin, and it's so cute. So I'm gonna make that probably the next couple of days. Tonight I'm making shepherd's pie. I don't know if that's fall or not, but I was just craving shepherd's pie, so I'm making shepherd's pie. And then I like to, you know, light one of my like fall type candles, which, by the way, this video is sponsored by, let's say the sponsorship really quickly. This video is sponsored by LaFace Collection, which is a small owned, black owned business, woman owned as well. And it is a candle company that basically lives off of affirmations. It's for women and men of everybody. And it's a fun way to tell yourself fun things. And all the candle names are different affirmations. One of them, I believe, is like, "You're beautiful. Oh my god, I don't even remember what the autumn one is. Oh my god, I think it's like, "Once like autumn blessings," and just stuff like that. They smell absolutely brilliant, and they just dropped their fall candle line, so make sure you guys go and check that out. I will put the link to the website down below, as well as their social medias. Go check them out, follow them on social media. They're absolutely amazing, and I love the candles. But yeah, so like, I love lighting a nice, you know, cinnamon candle or a pumpkin spice candle, something like that sort. And I like to, I have like a certain movies that I like to watch kind of like pre-Halloween. And it's like the cheesy ones. Like, obviously, you know, I have to watch my Halloween Towns. So throughout this episode is where I'll give my recommendations. Obviously, watch all three Halloween Towns. They're freaking brilliant. You know what? There are four, but do we even consider the fourth one as valid? I enjoy the fourth one, but like the first three are where it's at. So watch all three Halloween Towns. I know. I love, oh my god, I think it's a Babysitter Killer Queen, if that's the title. It's the one where this kid's babysitter was a part of the cult, and it was like, well, it's like with Robbie Amell. Jenna Ortega's in the second one. And this whole thing, it's really good. I love those movies. They're so cheesy, but they're, I think King Batch is in it as well. Like, it's funny. It's a funny, like, it's not scary or anything like that, but it's so comforting how stupid it is. And I love the second one because Jenna Ortega is just, chef's kiss in it. I'm pretty sure that's where my crush on her developed. So I love those. One of my favorite Halloween movies to watch that gets me such in like a spooky season mood. It's Hubby Halloween. I know, but I love Adam Sandler, and that movie is just so freaking funny to me. Like, he tries everything he can to, like, be just, like, a good neighbor and stuff like that, and everyone just kind of treats him like crap. But, like, it's just so funny. And so it's stuff like that. If I think of any other that I'd love to watch, because I have, like, a list. Definitely The Nightmare Before Christmas, because it's like a debate. Is The Nightmare Before Christmas a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie? I honestly believe that it's both. All of the Harry Potters, I've lately been binging them all. I've been watching them, like, I'll sometimes watch it in the morning while I'm getting ready for school, or I'll be watching it at night. It's just, like, that's my ultimate comfort movie, watching every single one of the Harry Potters in order. Though I don't really watch the fifth one at my own will, because it's a good movie. It's my favorite book. Like, Order of the Phoenix is one of my favorite books. But the movie, while greatly done, I just hate Umbridge so much. It's so hard for me to watch it. But just, I don't know, something about that movie, I just never like watching it. But only unless I'm doing like a marathon with like my friends or my siblings, I'll watch it. And I love the movie. It's a great movie. But I never want to watch it on my own will. It's like, it's very weird. And so, yeah, so I think one of my reasons why my favorite, this is one of my favorite seasons, is because, like I said before, this is a very calming season for me, and I feel like I can validate a lot of my own concerns during it. Though, for some reason, during the winter, or, like, with Christmas, I have so much more anxiety than I do when it's fall. You know, I think it has to do with, one, the expectation of gifts. I love Christmas and stuff like that. Obviously, I celebrate Christian because I'm a Christian. But I saw this TikTok a while ago, and it was this guy, basically, he was explaining how, you know, oh my God, I think he was saying how all the holidays are like the seven deadly sins or whatever, and how Christmas, I forget what Christmas is supposed to be or something, I don't remember, but he was basically saying, like, you know, obviously Christmas is supposed to be about the celebration of Christ, and yet we celebrate the gifts and how they're given. And for me, one of my biggest. And I've been saying she wanted it for years. She loves law and she wants to work in that field and stuff like that, and the criminal justice and stuff like that. And so I got her like a whole case file package and like a cold case murder, because she says she wants to solve cold cases, you know, once she, you know, gets older and is not retired, but not like out in the field anymore. She would love to just work on cold cases and solve them. So I got her a cold case file. Did she ever do it? 2 years later, it's still not done. So it's like, I always have such pressure, one, to get good gifts, but also to make sure I am going in the right track, because once Christmas happens, then it's New Year's, and that leaves me reflecting on how my entire year went. Do I feel like I did a good this year? Do I feel like I made any good changes? Did I, you know, do anything that I feel like was memorable or made an impact? And so I love Christmas. I do. It's one of my favorite holidays. It's magical and it's amazing. And I love listening to Michael Bublé, drinking eggnog, and watching The Grinch, and dressing up in the million Christmas sweaters that I have. And I love decorating my room. I love opening presents. I love doing all that stuff. But for some reason, it just makes me more stressed than fall. And so I just love fall just because it's just so calming. You know, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. And so, something that I'm starting, I was supposed to do it tonight, but today I got really thrown behind because I had like a dentist appointment that was supposed to be like an hour, lasted three. Mainly time is just because I was sitting waiting for my orthodontist, and they were like, do you want to see a different orthodontist? And I was like, unfortunately, like, I don't really trust the other orthodontist reasons, and I've been with the same orthodontist for the last 2 years, but also because there were specific things that I had to talk with her about in regards to my other dentist who, like, performs all the surgeries I'm off, because, you know, I've had a million. And so we had to talk about stuff like that, and there were different measurements and different things that we had to take to further my progress, because I only have my braces on for a couple more months. And so today we were talking about ways that we can, like, kind of hurry the process, because my dentist, like, I need you to get your damn braces off because I can't continue my work until they're off. And so we're like, we need to get these off as fast as we can. And so we're like, 3 weeks, we'll see where we're at. If they can become off, then we'll bring them off. Because my overbite's fix is all about just closing this one gap and shifting my midlines. And even she's like, midlines aren't perfect. If you want to try to take them off early, we might have to. Because, like, it's literally at a point where my dentist is like, you gotta get them off. Because I have, like, a bunch of crowns and, like, other root canals that I have to finish. But they can't do it because of how long my brackets are. And so, yeah, besides the point, that took pretty much all of my day, and I have so much work to do. We're not going to tell my mom this, and she will never find this out because she doesn't have a subscription to my Patreon. I failed my first class in history of being in college. And that was just because I was just lazy with the class. It was an online class. I don't like online classes because I could never find myself doing them. And I was honestly just disappointed in how the class was. I expected a lot of the class. And academically, the class was done in a very lazy way. So it wasn't intriguing. It was nothing being taught. It was just busy work. And I hate busy work. And so I'm like, this is pointless. I'm not going to do it. Which is obviously not the mindset to have. So I have to literally re-add the class today because I got to take it again, which I never thought I would find myself at. But that's why I want to get into doing more self-care for myself. That's something that I don't really do that often, is that form of things. And so that's what I was supposed to be doing tonight. I'm going to do it Thursday day, not night, because I'm hanging out with my friends Thursday night. But Thursday, I'm going to just sit back in the morning. I'm going to, one, redo my hair because girl needs a retwist. But I'm going to sit. I'm going to play some, you know, nice fall music. I have, like, a whole playlist for, like, a whole spooky Halloween thing because I had to make it for, like, a film party that I was throwing. I know, strange. Anyway, I'm gonna, like, spend the day watching, like, my comfort Halloween movies. Happy Halloween will definitely be on there. 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 Things I can do. I want to find the pumpkin patch to go to. I want to, I don't know, bop for apples or see if there's any harvest festivals around where I live or close. If you hear anything, that is the thunder. Like I said, it's hurricane season and it will not stop raining. And so, yeah, stuff like that. I really want to take this as an opportunity just because I'm going to have to wait an entire year for fall to come around again, and which will be different because I will be living in Texas at that time. So, yeah, I don't know how Texas works in terms of seasons. Hopefully things fall from trees, but I'm just excited for this season. I can't wait to start decorating. I can't wait to really get into the cozy moods that I've been so focused on everything else I haven't really had the time to. But I'm very excited. These will be hung around my room soon, and so that's going to be wonderful. I am just enjoying. I've been trying more pumpkin drinks. This is pumpkin beer from Trader Joe's that I really want to try so bad, but I'm not 21, so one, I can't buy it, also can't drink, but I wish I could. So I'm definitely going to have to wait until next year, because unless some random man outside of Trader Joe's wants to buy me alcohol for an extra $10, which is never going to happen, because besides the fact that men scare me, I could never actually approach anyone asking them to buy me alcohol. I also don't drink I don't drink at all, number one. I think I've had maybe in my entire life a handful of drinks, and that was, I'll drink a mimosa, that's fine. I don't mind drinking mimosas, but, and that was when I was in France, mind you, I don't drink if I'm in America, but when I was in France, and those were, besides that one time when I was 13, I took a shot of tequila because I asked my mom a shot of tequila because I asked my mom a shot of tequila because I asked my mom a shot of tequila because I asked my mom a shot of tequila because I asked my mom a shot of tequila because I asked my mom a shot of tequila because I asked my mom a shot of tequila because I asked my mom a shot of tequila because I asked my mom a shot of tequila because I asked my mom a shot of tequila because I asked my mom, and it was absolutely horrid. So I don't enjoy alcohol, but I heard that the beer was really, really tasty. But at the same time, people think wine's tasty, so I don't think I should be trusting their judgment. But yeah, so this spooky season should be really fun. I'm gonna try to do more like the Halloween movies, like Michael. I've always wanted to watch Michael, and my friend's a really big Michael fan, so I'm thinking I'm just gonna convince him, like, hey, I wouldn't have to convince him. We were supposed to watch it last year and we never got a chance to. So I'm like, hey, let's watch a scary movie with me. I did watch X with Jenna Ortega. That was brilliant. That wasn't a scary movie to me though. I think that was more like a thriller or something like that. But yeah, so this plan, my plans for this spooky season, but also just the rest of this year, is just to work on decompressing myself in my life and enjoying all that everything has to offer and just watching more stuff and having more fun with that and painting and carving more pumpkins. I want to make a pumpkin pie and I want to take the seeds and roast them because I always love doing that, but I've never made pie before. And I'm planning little Halloween parties and fall parties and fall events just for my friends. I'm the head of the party planning committee of our group, so I have to. And yeah, thank you guys so much for coming on again. Make sure you guys check out LaFace Collection. They are a wonderful candle company and their fall collection is to die for. They're dropping their Halloween collection within the next week or two, I believe. I will make a post when they do, so you guys make sure they check that out. And yeah, follow me on all my social medias. And if you guys have any Halloween movie recs or stuff like that, tag me, post on your social media, tag me in it, or DM me or comment or however you want to share. I always love recommendations. Any Halloween scary movies that you would recommend them. I can't promise I'm gonna watch them, but I promise I'll try. I love you, my beautiful creatures, and I hope you guys have a really good rest of your day.